You're listening to SBS News.
The man who allegedly calls himself a patriarch, James Davis, was arrested as he stepped outside his car at an Armidale hardware store. The 40-year-old was charged with slavery and sexual servitude offences after allegedly keeping a woman against her will. His rural property was searched by police, with officers seizing bondage equipment, documents, cameras and computers. Leading the investigation is the Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner, Justine Goff.
He was charged in relation to some activities involving a female victim, a woman who was coerced, manipulated and threatened to be involved in a bondage lifestyle. She was in slave-like conditions. There were aspects of possession, a slavery contract, and there were aspects of a slave collar and a slave tattoo.
The former army soldier has posted for years about his alternative lifestyle on social media, publishing videos of his polygamous relationship with six women. One woman who allegedly lived with him between 2011 and 2015 has now come forward saying she was kept against her will, prompting police to act.
She was subjected to ongoing physical, sexual and psychological abuse, and she was forced into prostitution with no pay. She was threatened with physical abuse and threats of death if she left that circumstance.
The women at the property during the police raids have been offered support but are not part of the criminal proceedings. But police are encouraging other complainants to come forward.
I do urge and appeal to anyone who has information. Perhaps you are a victim of the circumstances of this case. Please do come forward and report to us on 131 237.
Federal police say this alleged slavery case isn't unique. They say for every one case they find, another four go undetected. And Anti-Slavery Australia's Director, Professor Jennifer Byrne, estimates 15,000 people are living in slave-like conditions.
It's often hidden in plain sight. It can be a person working in a kitchen, a commercial kitchen at the back of a restaurant, who can be enslaved. It could be a woman in domestic servitude, a person in a factory or on the fields, or in agriculture, in almost any industry.
Calls to her service increased 27% during the pandemic.
Through COVID, we saw that there was an upsurge in referral to our centre at Anti-Slavery Australia of students in the international student community or other people on temporary visas. People who were financially vulnerable because they'd lost their jobs. That then makes them vulnerable to exploitation.
Anti-Slavery Australia aims to raise awareness of what modern slavery looks like to empower Australians to report it when they see it in their communities. Lucy Murray, SBS News.